You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. We are in studio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, here in studio with the president, CEO, and co-founder of Enlightened, Mr. Antoine Ford. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you so much. This is great.
Now, Enlightened is an information technology and management consulting firm serving government clients, and you joined the Inc. 500 ranks in 2004. So tell us a little bit about what you provide.
Well, we provide government services in the area of information assurance, making sure that our systems are secure in the government. We do a lot of software integration so that we have multiple systems that don't talk. We help them talk more effectively, as well as we do a lot of management consulting where we'll go in and look at a problem that the government has and then try to see how do we make it work a little bit more efficient, more effective, and so that we can save tax dollars.
And you sell to federal, state, and local.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we have a presence in the District of Columbia, Illinois, Ohio, and upstate New York at the state and local level, and a presence within the federal government, some of the agencies here.
How do you decide what states? Do they call you, or do you pursue them?
Well, we have a relationship with a company called ACS, and that relationship spawned where they needed a minority-owned company to do some work in certain areas that we wanted to get involved in. Part of it was a strategy when we looked at being in D.C., it's so competitive in the federal market. One of the strategies is we need to be where other people aren't and take some of the expertise that we have that we've learned in doing federal contracting and bring it to other cities. And they have some relationships in some of these cities that we decided to do some business with.
Excellent. Now, you've seen the role of technology change in the public sector over time. Talk to me about what you've, as an insider, seen.
I think the biggest change has been access to information, real time, right now, in wherever means you need it. Before, when we first started about 11 years ago, it was have it on my computer and my desktop. I want access to my information as fast as possible. That moved to I wanted to be on my laptops. That moved to I wanted to be able to have the same access to information on these iPads, on my smartphones, and to be able to still have access to that information in a secure manner has been a challenge that the U.S. is really looking at now, because we look at access to information real time for the battle, for the warfighter. So we got people that are actually in the field fighting, they still want access to information. But you got to make sure the information is secure, therefore the real growth of the cyber industry that we've recently gotten into.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Antoine Ford, President, CEO, and co-founder of Enlightened, was an Inc. 500 company in 2004. And you've been able to buffer some of these debts, some of these budget cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how hard that's been.
Well, that's been a real challenge. I think over the years, if you look at the beginning of the plan for the government, you know, we have this continuing resolutions, which means the government's going to spend at last year's level. So at that point, our perspective is make sure that we have really good relationship with our current customers, because it's like any relationship, please don't leave us. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is make sure customer service is extremely important at that point, because we want to keep our customers. One of the things that we found out in terms of buffering it is that as opposed to always going after the next big customer or the next big contract, concentrate on your current customers and keep them happy. And I think that's been the most critical thing that we've done to ensure that we've been able to stabilize through all of the ups and downs.
Have you noticed then that different administrations, as administrations change, does that affect you a lot?
It does. It does. And so if you look at, you know, whereas the Republicans may sometimes look at smaller government more efficient. And so from that perspective, when that particular, when they're controlling the government, we look at efficiencies, we'll look at effectiveness, we'll look at what do we need to make sure that they do the best job they have for the dollars. If the Democrats are in public, sometimes they're looking for a bigger government. And so one of the things we want to look there is, well, how do you make sure if you're trying to grow government too big that you're still doing the most effective use of your dollars? But we have to do a different strategy and different relationships.
So I'll have to ask you off air, who's the better customer?
All of them.
That's a good answer. So a challenge for you as a leader then, as you're waiting to find out, is there funding next week?
Mm-hmm.
Is that's really tough on you and keeping employees?
Yeah, it's hard because if you realize we just had the debt ceiling issue a week ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
a little bit more than that. So one of the big issues we deal with there is we didn't know if the government was going to be able to be open the next day. Were they going to be able to pay the bills? If they didn't, some of our particular contracts needed to be put on hold. And we had to come up with a plan that said which employees were critical. We had to talk to our customers, which were essential, non-essential, which contracts needed to be put on hold. And that's scary because you literally are laying down who's going to come to work and who won't get a check. over the next several weeks until they solve that problem. And that creates a serious sense of anarchy in your organization, a lot of anxiety between mm-hmm. people. What we did decide if on the last issue was we would still keep people's benefits. And we would make sure that no one had any emergency issues that we wouldn't take care of.
Wow. That's I'm sure that was a big discussion, mm-hmm. too, in your management team. And you know, what's interesting about that, too, I'm thinking, man, if I was an employee, I would really want to figure out how can I be critical, right? I mean,
yes.
So you've probably got people
yes.
lobbying for, I got to figure out how to be critical, you know.
That's an important strategy. One of the things we tell people, particularly my younger folks that come on board, is find a way to make yourself essential, even to enlighten. So although you may not be billable on this customer, somehow you're part of the cog and the wheels, the way mm-hmm. this thing runs. And certain people have found a way to do that, and you're like, I need to keep you on overhead.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's good. And you, and speaking of young people that you've since hired, you're involved in a couple of things. One is you helped start MythMen, which is a nonprofit organization with the objective of destroying negative myths about young Black men. So first of all, let's talk about that. What were you trying to accomplish by starting that?
Well, it was interesting. We were at GW, and this was my sophomore year. And we were in a class, and one of the things they talked about in the class was negative stereotypes about different races. And the thing that I found that was very interesting, it was that although people had different perspectives of different races, they were very consistent about things they thought about, particularly African-American men. And we said, wow, how do we exist on this campus and not do anything about that? And we really believe that through establishing ourselves, being a positive role model and giving back to community, that we can change something just through our presence. And that was effective.
And so through that, you've also done a couple other things, which mm-hmm. is your motto, to whom much is given, much is required, which is a Bible verse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And so that tells me that also that faith is an important component of leadership for you. And you contributed a chapter called The Spiritual Side of Leadership for a book about CEO best practices.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me about faith and leadership.
Well, I mean, I'm a person of faith, and that's important to me, that, you know, sometimes people have to believe there's a higher power. I think for entrepreneurs, when you step out and saying, I'm going to leave my corporate job, and I think I can do that better, that needs to be tied, I think, in some as a higher power. And for me, that's my relationship with God, and focus that if He's blessed me to be able to do certain things, I have the social responsibility to bless others. I just have to, because I can't take that for granted. And so the young people, particularly underserved people in my community, it's very important that they see that people care about them, and that as you start to aspire and you grow and you start to amass things, it's just not about you and your own family. It's about really being able to show them what they can do, being able to show them what they can have access to, and being able to show them, this is really important, the importance of being good at what you do mm-hmm. and not just being average and being satisfied with just hanging out and being around. And I think that's critical.
And you're also on the board for Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. And some of these people who've come out of this, you've hired or seated?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been enjoyable. I think one of the things that we did was you're really going into the schools in the different cities and looking at these kids that are underserved. And you're telling them you can start your own business. And here's how you sell a unit of business. And here's what profit is. And here's your marketing approach. And here's how you just shake hands and look someone in the eye and sell yourself. Because people do business with people who they like. And one of the things that in this particular program, it's a nationwide program, and they have an organization here within the district, and I'm on that particular board, and it's really about making changes. We've hired two or three young ladies in particular in the technology industry, which is really different because a lot mm-hmm. of them don't come in the tech industry. And one young lady actually started her own company now. We've seated a company of contracts, and I'm very proud to see what she's doing right now.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And your background specifically is you have a bachelor's in computer science, and you've got a master's in information systems from George Washington University. Talk to me about your overall leadership philosophy.
That's a good point. I think GW sort of prepares you for diversity because it's a very diverse university, particularly in the District of Columbia. And one of the things I learned very early, and it happened when I was interning at Department of Veteran Affairs when I was actually undergrad, and I saw some businesses that were consulting to the government give the best service they could. And I saw that although they may have been upset about certain things, they got in the elevator, that's when they got upset. But in front of that customer, it was all about service. And it was all about making sure you can exceed that person's expectation. And that's really where my passion is. Don't let your customer down. focus as much as possible on what they need. And if you disagree, give them alternatives and recommendation. But it's absolutely critical that we serve.
And I got a Forbes business quote for you. Faith is the root of all good works, a root that produces nothing is dead. This is by Daniel Wilson. Faith is the root of all good works, a root that produces nothing is dead. Your thoughts?
Sounds like faith without works is dead, which is also a biblical, paraphrasing a biblical scripture. But it's really saying if you believe something enough, whether it's been manifested or not, you got to work towards it. And if you're able to work towards that and you believe it enough, you're going to end up someplace very, very good. But you got to have faith in it. And most people, and that's where you're talking about with young people, even with my customers, my focus is believing, letting them know that there's nothing we can't do and we're there. But I got to have faith in ourselves and faith in what we do. But if you don't, it's going to die, just like he said.
All right, now quickly give me 20 seconds on a leadership failure.
Oh, good point. I think one of the things, there are two things. One, I sometimes am so intense that I don't leave room for people to fail. And I need to be a better sort of cheerleader for them. And then the second one is just recognizing how valuable relationships are. Early I didn't, now I do.
Great, excellent. President, CEO, and co-founder of Enlightened, Antoine Ford, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. This has been a pleasure.
Leaders Portfolio, we're in studio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. I want to thank our sponsors for supporting leadership to help you become a better leader. Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. Please support them for supporting you in learning how to be a better leader. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. Thank you for being with us.